Stag, this is Rick trading on Altamese Bryant. Altamese, A-L-T-A-M-E-S-E. Altamese, A-L-T-A-M-E-S-E. Bryant, B-R-Y-A-N-T. Bryant. Date of birth is 12/31/55. Date of visit is 5/14/24. Please make a copy for Ejaz Ahmed. E-J-A-Z. Ejaz. E-J-A-Z. Ahmed, A-H-M-E-D. M-D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is lung nodule and COPD. Next paragraph, history present illness. This is a 68-year-old female who has a prior history of hypertension and a history for restless leg syndrome and hyperlipidemia. Has a long-standing history of smoking. The patient recently was noted to have a left lung ground glass nodule measuring 1.5 centimeter. And a PET CT was done on 2/13/24, and it showed mild uptake in the 1.5 centimeter left level of ground glass nodule period. There was another 5 millimeter nodule in the left lower lobe with no abnormal uptake. The patient has been coughing but does not bring up much sputum, and she is still smoking about a pack per day. She has had no recent PFT done. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of hypertension and history for restless leg syndrome, hyperlipidemia, and a history for chronic back pain. She has had left arm surgery and left knee surgery, as well as an exploratory laparotomy for a perforated viscous she denies prior history of pneumonia. Next, allergies to tizanidine. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for over 40 years. No significant alcohol use period. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of a stroke, mother died of old age. Next paragraph, med list included metoprolol 50 milligrams BID, HCTZ 25 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 20 milligrams daily, aspirin 1 daily, and hydrocodone 7.5 milligrams PRN, clonidine 0.1 milligram TID. Next, system review. The patient denies weight loss. I'm sorry, the patient does have weight loss. and some fatigue, no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, or nosebleeds. She has wheezing, coughing spells, and shortness of breath. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, no black stools, no chest or jaw pain, no palpitations, and no leg edema. She has no depression or anxiety, no bleeding gums. She does have joint pains, muscle stiffness, and pain. And no headaches, seizures, or numbness of the extremities, and no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This moderately overweight, elderly, African-American female who's alert, no acute distress, no pallocyanosis, ictus, or peripheral edema, no lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure of the 130 over 80, pulse 62, respirations 20, temperature 97.5. Weight is 170 pounds, saturation 99. HGND non-cephalic, pupils reactive, sclera with clear throat, was mildly injected, ears, no inflammation. Next supplement, no lymphadenopathy, no bruise or thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And there are scattered wheezes in the upper chest with no crackles. Heart, the absence of regular sonar S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. There's a midline scar, and bowel sounds are active. Extremities, wilda. No edema, no lesions. No calf tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus, with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Rectal exam is deferred. Next, skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number one is left upper lobe lung nodule etiology undetermined. Number two is COPD, and number three is hypertension. Number four, hyperlipidemia. Number five, degenerative arthritis. Next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to have a CT-guided needle biopsy of the left lung nodule to evaluate her for any malignancy. She was advised to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch. She also was advised to use the albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN for shortness of breath. A complete PFT has been ordered. She was advised to come in for a follow-up visit here in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Ejaz Ahmed, E-J-A-Z, Ahmed, A-H-M-E-D, M-D. Thank you, Dr. Souza.